This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour, DJV time. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay off today. The focus on today and so many different ways. It is important for us to be in the now, as far as I'm concerned anyway. Let's be in the now and talk about what's happening right now. For example, those of you who follow football and baseball, I think the Dodgers are still playing, are they not, Jennifer?
Yes, the Dodgers are still playing. Not really? Well, but they are still playing.
Yeah. The Red Sox, I think, lost over the weekend as well. So will it be the Red Sox versus the Dodgers?
That would be awesome. I would much prefer that because I cannot stand the Astros. So as much as you like to talk poorly about my Dodgers, I don't hate the Red Sox, but I do think that they are sort of cheating light. I mean, they were involved in the Astros scandal as well.
Well, that's Alex Cora, one person was, I believe.
Alex Cora, who's the manager.
Manager.
Yes, which is not great, but, you know, whatever.
All right. So how about them Cowboys? What's going on in the NFL? Those of you who are following the Colts and the Eagles and Tom Brady, I saw Tom Brady's.
Did the Cowboys win last night?
I think so.
They beat the Patriots? Because Lewis was watching part of the game because he had an office pool bet that the Cowboys would win.
35-29, the Cowboys won.
Oh, okay, good. Well, more money.
So the wife of Mr. Brady has been tweeting that he's going to be traded again. Some people
Giselle tweeted that Tom would be traded?
Yes. That was over the weekend. A lot of people's eyebrows were raised with that. Hmm. She referenced New England as him being traded back there.
Wow.
How about that? Is he the sort of guy that could be a movie star after this is all over?
Yeah.
You know, look at some of the other athletes.
Looks-wise, maybe, but I don't think he has, like, the personality. I've seen him in commercials, and he's kind of flat.
He's a little, he's not, doesn't have a lot of, he's not Mr. Excitement.
Right.
If that's what you mean.
Right.
Yeah, right. All right, I've been doing.
It went like this. Basically, Tom Brady said, missing the fall this year, because now he's in Florida, and Giselle retweeted him saying, time for a trade, while retweeting him.
So. That's how rumors get started.
And then people went nuts. And then he said, "Did I miss something?" When he tweeted her.
Probably not. I've been doing some research here on the farm about a couple of things that people get upset about. Are you ready? Actually, three
ready?
Things. The first thing has to do with bats. How many people know really about bats and what they do? Yes. No.
Bats.
Maybe.
Not fun to think about, but they're very important pollinators.
They are.
And bees. People need to save bats and bees.
Well, as we get closer to Halloween, the discussion every year comes out about bats and how horrible they are, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But as you just pointed out, there are a lot of reasons to want to save these critters because they are good. Are they scary, though? Isn't that why do they come out
as...
Halloween.
Because they flap at you. They don't come out at Halloween. It's just that the thing that's scary about bats is that they buzz your ears. I don't mind bees and bats. If they just stay in their own lane, just do that.
Wait, has a bat really come that close to you?
Oh, my gosh. Bats come right up to you, yes. I think because of your heat, probably, maybe. I don't know.
I've seen bats a lot, but I've never seen any of them, like, come near anybody.
We have them on the farm, and we've begun to notice them. A Sneaker was talking about them the other day, and it was at dusk, and you could see them flying out of the louvers out of the barn.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where they go. There are all kinds of bats.
They get rid of mice, too.
Yes, they do. Yep. So this is Bat Week. For those of you who are all excited about it, getting ready People really, I guess they are. It's only, what, a couple of weeks until, when is Halloween? Halloween is on a Sunday.
It's a Sunday this year, yeah.
Yeah. So, a week from next week. So, there you go. And if you want to be really in, dress like a brown bat. Apparently, there's a difference between a brown bat and a black bat. I don't know what it is. Why, well, there are some with long ears. Who would know? But then look at the stats.
I know. I don't get
I'm right.
To that
there's a long-eared bat. There's a short-eared bat. And
I know it may sound stupid, but I might just say, there's a bat.
Right. There's a white-nosed bat. Let's see here. What other kind of bats? A single
Have you seen
bat.
There was a meme about these white bats that was going around this weekend. Mm-hmm. So cute. Oh, my gosh. Really? They were actually cute bats.
Well, they're called, what do they call something that's all white? What's that? What's the expression?
Albino?
An albino bat. Yeah. Right.
Is it really or is it not?
No. What? An albino
that's
bat?
That's what I was looking
yeah.
at.
Right. Yeah. Let's see. Every 50,000 bats consume 15 tons of bugs every summer. I noticed that was the thing with the chickens.
So do motorcycle riders.
Right. Whack. Yeah, I just think.
Well, bats also eat mosquitoes, so
yeah.
You kind of, yeah. My brother and sister-in-law have a big garden in their backyard, and they have been trying to, they've been thinking about, like, building a little bat house on top of their garage.
Really?
So, like, the bats will, yeah, because they eat all the mosquitoes. They've got, we've got a lot of mosquitoes in Jersey. West Nile cases are through the roof right now. It's insane.
Really?
Yeah.
The bats
because
that
I haven't really
to,
had anything cold.
They're needle-felted. Sorry to interrupt. Needle-felted white bats are the cute ones.
One of the things that I remember growing up
Sorry
as a child,
breaking news.
I was told that bats suck your blood. They want to bite.
Well, that's where the whole vampire thing comes from.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why they're
But none of
scary.
That is true.
No. They don't transmit rabies. Well, maybe a few, but not often. And so if you're big into bats and you want to celebrate Bat Week, you probably should read. There's a book called Bat Myths Debunked. How many other radio programs are talking about bats? About that? And
I
how
know, but the Dodgers could use a few bats. Maybe
yeah.
we should send some over there.
At bats. Yes. And in addition to creating a good feeling around bats, there's a lot of information about worms at this time of year. What about worms? Do you know much about worms, Jennifer?
Sadly, Doug, no, I don't.
Really? How about you, Victoria?
All I know is that when I was in, I don't know, elementary school in science class, we had to dissect a worm that had been turned green from, like, the chemicals. And then that night, my mom served string beans, and I've never eaten string beans ever again. I literally can't. Like, I
really?
Can't. I physically
no
cannot
No more string
do it.
Beans.
Nope.
Really?
But that's my limited knowledge of worms.
There are lots of different kinds of worms. Some are good, some not so good. The typical type that you most see are the worms that are in the soil, that are good for the soil. Very important to have lots of worms, and that's how you tell whether the soil is healthy. Our friends at Monsanto and Bayer and DuPont and Dow have things that kill all the worms. When they spray the ground to get rid of weeds, most of the surface worms die as well.
It's amazing to me that we're even getting any nutrients from any of the produce
yeah,
that we're growing.
You don't. That's
right.
The problem with most of the stuff
right.
that's on in this grocery store. There's
that's
no
why
nutrition
everybody needs to be on a
all.
Million supplements because, you know, people go, oh,
yeah.
well, I eat organic broccoli. Yeah, you'd need to eat truckloads of it to get enough yeah. of the good stuff that you're trying to get from it. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right, the last thing has to do, Jennifer, I don't apologize to you for this. But
soil talk.
No, this is not soil talk. This is political talk to a point. There are studies that have come about, and one of them, an independent group, was hired by the House Select Subcommittee on the Farmers to Families Food Program. And the evidence that came was overwhelmingly, almost enough to indict Sonny Perdue, the fellow that ran the...
Well, and you know I'm ahead of his fan club, so I appreciate the apology.
Yeah. Jen, our condolences.
I know. I mean, man, man, you really know how to get a girl where it hurts in the Purdue.
No, but I'm just, and maybe this is the past stuff, and maybe I shouldn't even go there. But the report came out over the weekend of how much money went to the wrong people. And the thing that more bothers me than anything else in this report, the suggestion, or in the suggestion, I was looking, I want to get down to the nitty gritty. The program got a lot of the contracts that the distribution, because a lot of these government agencies have contractors that go out and decide where the money is going to go. That's how they figure it out. And so in this case, food distribution companies that didn't even exist got millions of dollars, and the federal government knew it, and they didn't do anything about fixing it. That's it. Poultry companies that don't do chicken or poultry, meat companies that supposedly were involved in supplying meat, distributors, that, nope, they didn't do any of that stuff.
So family farmers who actually do exactly what their label is, they farm, independent farmers, they were trying to apply for these loans and got no money, and yet fake corporations, that was upsetting.
One of these contractors.
There are some people that are finally having to pay it back, though. I mean, this was the whole risk with the PPP. You had to get the money out fast, right?
Yeah.
Right. But you, and so it was, it came out of nowhere. You had to get it out fast. And now there are a lot of people. No, wait on this. There are a lot of people who are having to pay back those loans at a much higher interest rate than originally they thought they would
not
get.
Not farmers.
They're investigating.
Not the ag department.
Yeah.
Here's one of these contractors, Ben Holtz Consulting in California. They did the avocados, and they got $40 million from the federal government to decide or help them decide who among the avocado growers were going to get. $40 million went to them so that they could help the government decide who was going to get an average check of $42,000.
Wow.
In the avocados. That's the kind of stuff. And this is the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. And who's really getting in? So this stuff has been investigated.
Well, and
as Jennifer said, the money.
Advantage of a tragedy. I mean, it's
well,
like,
but,
this is what I
but
don't
what
understand.
Are they? They knew this was going on, and they didn't do anything about it. That's the crime here. That's the problem.
Isn't
and
it funny, too?
You want
like
to add
how,
taxes onto that?
Yeah, I mean, people are so outraged about, like, you know, oh, the spend, spend, spend. It's like, well, look at all this money that no one's talking about. This
well,
is,
and I think that's
this
why
is
it's
just giving it away.
Auditing. You know, what's even interesting is that I had a couple of friends who even found themselves like on unemployment if their jobs got cut. They're now actually facing a lot of scrutiny. And I'm not saying this is right in every single case, but I think that obviously you had to get money to people who were suffering immediately. But I do think that they are still going back and checking through to make sure that it's legit. And if you think you got away with it, I don't know how long that lasts. You know, at some point. I'm sure there will be people who get away with it, but it's kind
By
of...
By the way, Jennifer, thank you for sending that information about the felted white bats.
Aren't they cute? Oh
wait.
Come on.
Hold on.
They're cute.
They're beautiful. 19 after the hour on the DJV program.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
Oh, and who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Get help.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Okie dokie, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Inspiration personified here with the DJVers. I was talking with the ladies about Daniel Craig being very visible over the last couple of weeks and how much he is not like James Bond in person. I wasn't taken back, but I really liked him. I hadn't really thought much about him other than as James Bond. He is a very good actor, as has been presented by some of the other roles that he's played, moving up into the James Bond role. But that other, the movie that they're doing a sequel to,
about
what went on in the house, what was it called? Knives Out, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he
got raked, though, for that horrible Southern accent. He really needs to back off a little bit on that accent in that movie.
Well, but he's an Englishman. It's hard for them to, yeah. But for the most part, it was really, he was just likable, mm-hmm. warm, likable, somebody that you'd like to, I wouldn't have a beer with because I don't drink beer, but, you know, somebody that you'd like to have dinner with and spend some time with. That sort of grounding, kind of cool, kind of like we are. We're easy to get along with, Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug J is off. So, ladies, Britney Spears is back on the top of the heap again because she has some misgivings, apparently, or some worries about what her life is going to be like once her father gets booted out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's interesting that she, yeah, I mean, we follow her on Instagram, and she's been posting more and more in a very open and honest way, which I think a lot of her fans and the Free Britney movement certainly are very happy about it. She's acknowledging how bad the last 13 years have been. And essentially she said, you know, she wanted to go to church on Sunday, but the paparazzi's everywhere now, swarming her house and her car again. Yeah. So she said it's not safe to, you know, she has to drive by an elementary school. And she said the kids are a big deal, but so am I. My safety's important too. And she said paparazzi are now jumping out of bushes at her again. It's kind of a whole lot of stuff that's starting up that she hasn't really had to deal with for a while. But she also said, you know, Lord have mercy on my family's souls if I ever do an interview. So she's really coming out swinging now and letting everybody know, you know, look, I'm finding my voice.
Somebody interviewed her? I can't imagine this would
be
a 60-minute.
Her lawyer at this point is not going to let her do that until this is all wrapped up.
Over.
Yeah.
And already, I don't think she should be under
in captivity like she's been kept. But I don't know that the I just don't know how the messages are helping her, because I saw that one that when it came out on Friday, and it's like rambling and it's long and it just I don't know. I want her to have a good, healthy life, and I want her to have a platform, her own platform, to operate as she does. I just, you know, with so much scrutiny, I don't know. Do you get that feeling? Like, it's just very manic and, like, wild. And I know a lot of people do that, and they don't have people running their,
cooped up
their
like
life
that for as long as she has been. But you'd be a little wild,
yeah,
too.
Well, I think 100%. I know.
I also think that one of the things that was interesting about this post is that she admitted that for so many years she was told that if she was good at something, like if she was good at performing, and if she hit her numbers, and if she worked so hard and getting closer and closer to ending the conservatorship, which was basically dangled in front of her like a carrot for 13 years, and now she said things are actually coming to an end, and she doesn't, I mean, if you think about it, like, she's been treated like a child for 13 years, and now she's going to be released into the wild, and she's basically sharing concerns that she's worried if she makes a mistake that maybe they're going to put her back in this again. This has got to be a horrible place to be mentally.
I
can't imagine.
When she moved in to the penthouse on a building that was down the street from me in Santa Monica back in the early 2000s, how people wouldn't leave her alone.
Yeah.
And she was a little psychotic then, and I think that's when she started to take meds to calm down. But she didn't know how to handle the success as much as anything else. And what flavors that is all of this attention from the news media and these people jumping out of bushes and things.
Well, now everybody wants pictures
of
her
little
again.
Kids.
Yep.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's horrible.
So, yeah. I mean, the choices, you could say, okay, well, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to go work in a factory. But what do you do with that talent? That's kind of frustrating.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China's National Bureau of Statistics reported Monday China's economy is starting to chill. It grew 4.9% in the third quarter of 2021 compared with a year earlier. The gross domestic product growth in the July-September period in the world's second largest economy marked the weakest pace since the third quarter of 2020 and slowing from a 7.9% in the second quarter. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, in an Axios interview, said he's reluctant to withhold federal funds from states that won't enforce school mask mandates because he does not want to hurt the students.
Unfortunately, in those states, there are issues about mask mandates, but The superintendents and the boards are often protecting the students by requiring universal masking. I don't know that holding funds from students is the best approach. Ultimately, the students need more support, not less.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
The Virginia gubernatorial election is being voted upon in roughly 2 weeks. The 2021 Virginia election will be held November 2nd, 2021, to elect the next governor of Virginia. Incumbent Democrat Governor Ralph Northam is ineligible to run for re-election, as the Constitution of Virginia has a term limit. Democrat voting rights activist stumping for Mr. McAuliffe, Stacey Abrams.
I'm here from Georgia. We don't have an election this year for the governor, but I know what happens here matters across this country. You see, when you decide who's going to lead, you people decide whether they're going to follow. And here in Virginia, you have the chance to set the stage. Do we go in the direction of the future, or do we regress to a past that is dark and bitter and mean and does not believe in all of us?
Democrat Terry McAuliffe raised $12.6 million, and Republican Glenn Youngkin brought in $7 million in September. Economist Steve Forbes gives his opinion why Youngkin will be the next Virginia governor.
A fellow named Glenn Youngkin, official GOP candidate. He was behind in the polls, but he's going to win this race for two reasons. One, dissatisfaction with rising inflation, rising prices. People know this is coming from binge government spending and out-of-control federal regulations. The second reason is for Virginia parents feel that they should have a say in the curriculums of their schools. The Democrat candidate does not. He's a former governor. He thinks he's going to get his old job back. He isn't.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ending up on the right side of the law and the right side of your radio. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria J is off today. So here we go with what's on our minds and what's on your mind. I think that if you are brave, what you fear is not going to overcome you. So many people, we all talk about fear-based thinking. Just think about that. Think about not being afraid and just kind of moving ahead and see what it does for you, all right? There are lots of things that are distracting, including I was in the grocery store over the weekend. We're back to having a lot of shelves that are pretty bare. I don't know if you ladies have gone in, but the supply chain issues now, if you talk to somebody in the store, somebody that really knows something, not the kids that are the checkout people, but people are running the store. Apparently, there is record-level congestion still where things that are coming into the country from various places. There is a real problem with things being made in China because, unbeknownst to most of you and most of us, there is a huge problem with power in China. Did you know that? They have huge outages all over the east coast of China. So the big cities East Coast is where most of the development is and where most of the product manufacturing is. And because they're having huge shortages, they have problems with truck drivers. They have problems with service workers. They're having trouble with infrastructure. And so here we go. And well, because we become so dependent on them, that's a problem. Go ahead, Jen.
But we also have 70 to 80 containers sitting out in the Pacific Ocean right now with a million containers.
With all those
containers. And they've been out there for months. And so, yes, we can blame China. And I believe our dependence on China is a huge part of this problem. But at the same time, you incentivize people to stay home for over a year, and now there aren't enough truck drivers. It really. It's truck drivers. It's the people who are trying to unload their... Well, one of the things that people are not talking about is that a lot of people, during the pandemic, a lot of stores specifically ordered stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they had those containers sitting there on the dock waiting to be picked up. And those places went out of business. They folded. And so there is a lot of unclaimed stuff, unclaimed containers that are bulking up the dock. I mean,
getting
the way,
way
it works...
Get them out of the way. It's a, right.
This becomes a space issue more than anything else. So you have ships out there who come in, loaded, unload their containers. They load up the empty containers, which is also becoming a problem with people returning the empty containers. And a lot of the reason for that in California is that a lot of truckers can't even drive into the state of California because of the environmental emissions policy. So you have to have the brand new up-to-the-minute trucks to be able to drive back in to deliver
which
the empty containers.
Which is an outrage. Yeah, that's pretty damned outrageous.
There are a lot of things that are causing these bottlenecks, but over the weekend, Bear Shelves Biden has been trending now for the last several days.
Like it's Biden's fault. It's unbelievable.
It absolutely is. Because he incentivized people to stay home for way too long. He should have ended it. It should have not been kept in place. I mean, this is a real problem that's been coming since February when he was president. And so, yes, he owns a lot of this issue. People have been giving Mayor Pete a lot of, you know what, for this because he's the Secretary of Transportation.
Yes, they have been, and I'm not sure that that's legit.
Of course it should be. Here's the thing. He went on paternity leave, and I understand the reason he enjoyed paternity leave.
No, that's what he's gotten starch about.
Well, the reason he enjoyed paternity leave is because...
he's still on calls, and he's still working. That's the other thing that people are not acknowledging.
But he was not in front of this, so it feels like no one's in control again. This is the problem. He's on paid paternity leave because of President Trump in the federal government allowing federal employees to get that, so thank you, President Trump, for his paid leave. But he has a deputy secretary. Do any of you know? Well, no, but does anybody know who his deputy secretary is?
Her name's Polly Trottenberg.
No, it's a he. It's a he who is in charge of the ports, and we just started to hear about this.
Well,
he,
the deputy of the his deputy is Polly Trottenberg, because that's what he just issued a statement on Sunday about it.
Can I
to
take
let
a different approach?
Know.
All right, let me take a different approach. Let me add into this discussion of why we have shortages. And the reason, whether it's, let's take a couple of food items. Ben and Jerry's ice cream was a well-known New England brand for a long time. The guys cashed out. They both got $80 million bucks apiece. Unilever came in and bought the company. So now Ben and Jerry's ice cream is everywhere, but it's nowhere near as good as it used to be because they are using different ingredients. Ben and Jerry's was known for organic, all natural, everything. But when a big company buys out an outfit like that, they change. And one of the things they've changed about the flavors is how the flavors are made. A lot of the things that are in the desserts now that they make, mostly ice cream, they have flavors that are being created around chemicals. And the chemicals are no longer available, so you can't get as many ice cream flavors. So that's an example. Maybe I take a shot at them because I think that they're, especially now, nowhere near. It's another example of a big company buying out a smaller company.
Yeah,
don't,
it doesn't taste as good.
Don't blame the guys for taking a check for $80 million apiece, but yet it isn't the same company. It's not the same stuff. So anyway, here's another something you probably didn't know. In fact, I didn't know this, and I'm a farm guy. You know, carbon dioxide is used in carbonated drinks to create the gas in the drink. You knew that, right? Have you ever done it at home? Megan taught me this because they self... Yeah, exactly. They self-carbonate the water.
Those
right.
are good machines. Yeah.
Well, but the big companies use fertilizer to make carbon dioxide. And because, you bet you didn't know that, right? And because of that, there is a shortage of certain types of fertilizer, and therefore there isn't CO2 around, and the CO2 is used to make the carbonated part of the beverages. So there's the reason that there's no carbonated drinks on the shelves. And then things like chicken. There's a wholesale revolt going on in the chicken industry because these big companies are buying up the middle-sized guys, and they're not able to produce as much chicken. Plus the fact that so many people ate chicken as a comfort food, they couldn't keep up with the replication of the chicken that was needed. So that's why there either isn't any chicken or the price is as high as an elephant's eye. So there you go. I mean, just one or two, three, four examples. I do my American Family Farmer program every week. You can get the podcast of that at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And it isn't just about, I'm looking at a couple of the recent podcasts, the focus on what's going on in this group All for Farmers. You were helpful with this, Victoria. They have done a great deal, the American Farmland Trust and this company that this lady represented, Tillamook.
They make good cheese.
Yeah, they've perfected the ability of getting the farmers together so that they can have their own, they can control their own destiny, which is something that is not, you know, that's one of the reasons we got this problem now is because so many farmers have gone away. And because they couldn't control their own destiny. So anyway, there's a lot of that sort of thing. Find out what's going on with the family farm and the food and family connection to farmers at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Just a couple of references. But there's so much going on in the food chain that we've become knowledgeable because of what happened in the spring of 2020, and now we're going back to that same reality right now in the stores. Have you gone shopping, the two of you? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have not been in the grocery store in a while, so but I probably will today, and I'll give you a report.
It's weird stuff, too. It's like if you go, like, for instance, all of the Diet Coke is gone from the line. No, it sounds funny. But, like, they have tons of Coke. All the Diet Coke is gone. It's, like, weird stuff that's missing. Mm-hmm. All of the, you know, certain paper products, all gone again. If you try to get Walmart or Costco, there's limitations on paper products.
That's because we've become too dependent.
So it's really strange stuff.
The stuff comes from China. They make the toilet paper. And they make the absorbent, what do they call those, wipe things, Bounty, what are those things called? It was wipes, right?
Paper towels? I'm not trying to follow
what you're looking for.
Yeah,
I guess so. That's it.
Well, but the Diet Coke thing is weird, but that's making me think that aspartame comes from China.
Yeah, right.
If there's no diet soda, that's the main thing. Yeah. That's the difference, is aspartame. Which is horrible for you anyway, Jenny. You should stop drinking it.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I wasn't buying it. I just happened to notice that was one of the blatant holes on the shelves when I was looking.
A lot of stuff not on the shelves.
But I do like Diet Coke. I haven't quit it completely. But
yeah. Oh, it's so bad.
I didn't have a choice.
It's like rot gut. Ugh. Horrible. Yuck,
I can't quit you.
I can't.
All right. The DJV download, you'll hear probably some of this stuff in the download tomorrow. The question on the current DJV download is, why does everything have to be so political? The divisiveness, that sort of thing. So we talk about that. Jeff Bezos, and we're still talking on the download about Shatner and Adele also with her new music. We had a lot of opining about that. So if you'd like to listen to things that you didn't hear in the previous program, two ways of doing it. You can listen to the full show all day, every day at djvshow.com, and you listen to the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The pandemic has caused a seismic shift in the way we all shop for goods and services, and this means businesses serving their customers in this changing world are having to adapt in order to survive. Joanna Milliken, Chief Executive of Amarsys, has this advice for American business owners and managers.
We at Amarsys have many tips for businesses to take advantage of this time of year and the opportunities that present themselves. As you have more customer traffic visiting your site and your stores than ever before, our customers, through a survey that we did in our Power to the Marketer campaign, 91% of them told us that they are really trying to get to understand their customer more. So what a perfect time of year to do that. With Black Friday and the holiday season coming up, make sure your welcome campaigns are refreshed. Make sure you've got every interaction is also a way to capture some first-party data and drive your customers to your loyalty program. I think is super important because you'll be sending more campaigns and more messages than ever before, and Marcis will be here to support you.
Alitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out, not to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. All right, Jen.
Doug.
What is going on with Doug? Jen and Doug. So why does L.A. County want Vanessa Bryant to take a psych exam?
Isn't this crazy?
This story, like, it infuriated me when I heard it, because I thought, what about prioritizing the victims here? So just to recap, when Kobe Bryant and all of the other people were on that flight, when they crashed, at the crash site, there were stories about the L.A. Sheriff's Department, some of the deputies there were taking pictures and passing it around the department. It did not get out in the public. So I read this headline that she has to undergo a psych evaluation before they'll even entertain this case. And I thought, what in the world? Well, love the district attorney, who's awful, George Gascon, and should be recalled. Apparently, they want to make sure that the parties involved are not just damaged from the death of their loved ones, but that they have truly suffered mental distress because they found out that pictures of the crime scene were passed around. So they have to go through evaluation before the case can even move forward. Can you believe that?
To prove their trauma.
Yeah. So what I don't understand is why they can't go to court and just say, no, we're not doing this.
Well, her lawyers are trying to fight that for sure. But see, they're trying, because this is a major, but this is a major lawsuit. It's like, what, $25 million or something like that?
It's a huge amount of money.
Yeah, and so the prosecutor is trying to, I mean, this is really splitting hairs, but the prosecutor is trying to get all of these defendants to basically prove that the pictures themselves were the source or were not the source of the trauma. And so clearly you would say, well, what's the real trauma? Well, the death of your loved ones is clearly the trauma. But this was an additional trauma.
And so because they're saying that the pictures didn't go public, that it was just within the department, that it shouldn't be such a big deal.
They did go public, though.
I don't know. Maybe they slipped out somewhere. I have never seen them.
TMZ said they saw them. Yeah, TMZ, in a moment of, you know, I don't know, what do you want, humanity? TMZ said that they had seen the pictures, but they would not publish them. Mm-hmm. So they must have been.
A child, for God's sake. I mean, forget Kobe Bryant for a second, but there were children involved. How?
Yeah.
What?
Ugh. It's disgusting.
Aren't you glad I brought this up? Yes. Well, I looked at it and I thought, why? That was my question. Simple, straightforward, why? It's usually the question, actually. 10 before the hour. Oop.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now 53 after the hour on the ever-loving DJV program, something that nobody else can, there's not another radio program in the world that can say that they have Tom Kreitler on every week to talk about how to improve your home. Tommy has his own weekend program with Leslie Segretti called The Money Pit. They also have a fabulous podcast, and their newsletter helps people every week. So we have our listeners who send in questions for Tom. Here's a lady named Crystal who says she works on a concrete floor, wants to know what she can put around her work area to keep from getting shocked. Why would she, what's in concrete that would allow you to get shocked? I was thinking that, you know, what people usually say when they work on concrete is bad for their legs and their feet.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, in this situation, she's got a lot of static electricity apparently building up, and that's why she's getting shocked.
But how would that happen in concrete? Is that something that, I don't know, that doesn't make any sense. Unless there's
rug over the concrete. Well, I don't know what kind of shoes she's wearing, you know. I mean, she could be wearing something other than leather, but mm-hmm. in terms of you know, separating that. But there's a simple solution, and I've heard this before, and you do see this actually in electronics factories, too, and they're called anti-static mats. And now what an anti-static mat is, it basically when you get a shock, that's electricity looking for ground, and you're, you know, since your body is like, what, the 90% right. water or whatever,
yeah.
it makes
yeah,
a perfect
yeah, right.
ground, right? And that's why it jumps and shocks you. But the solution is an anti-static mat. And these are interesting, Doug, because they have a what looks like an electrical cord attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very unique electrical cord in that the three-prong outlet only has one metal prong. Guess what it is? It's the ground prong.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, you're grounding the mat right. And you standing on top of it to the electrical system. Mm-hmm. The other two prongs are plastic and don't carry any electricity.
Right.
So you plug it in, and this way you'll never have a shock again from static electricity.
Never be shocked. That's the headline. Never be shocked again. And then I'm waiting for somebody to come up with a paint that could do that. Right? The paint.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which reminds me, I did a lot of painting on the house and around the farm this fall. It really is amazing. You know what I think I asked you about this, though, now that I think about it. Using a Bunsen burner and you were afraid
to tell. Oh, to take paint off? Yeah, really bad idea.
Well, we used it and it seemed to, well, I didn't do it after you suggested I not do it. But we were also
I didn't say
using
it didn't work. I just said it was a really bad idea.
It did work. But in painting chimneys, where there are, if I had built the house that I live in, I would not have painted the chimneys because I like red brick. But the people who originally were in here, so how do you take the paint off?
Oh, man, I tell you what, that is the most difficult surface in the world
to
get paint off is a brick surface, because bricks are so porous that even if you were able to get the paint off the exterior of the brick,
it would destroy half of the brick, wouldn't it, and the concrete?
Well, I don't know if you destroy the brick, but the thing is, you're not going to be able to get into the surface of the brick. It's like trying to take paint out of a sponge, because if this sponge doesn't squeeze, you know, you can't rinse it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so porous, it's going to soak in there and it'll lay flush with the outside surface of the brick. So even if you get the outside of the paint off, the body of the paint, it's still going to have that white tinge to it.
Speaking of
paint, I think you're better off repainting it.
Repainting. Well, that's what I decided to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So your new podcast at moneypit.com/podcast is about paint and paint colors. Have you ever gone into I was in the Benjamin Moore part of the hardware store the other day looking at colors. There are thousands of colors. How do you make up your mind?
Yeah, absolutely. And trying to make your mind up when you're standing inside one of those stores and looking at a paint swatch is very difficult. So I always say, if you're doing a big project, get a small can. And they have sample-sized cans of a lot of these colors.
Yeah.
And take it home. Paint the wall that you are, you know, paint a section of that wall that you're painting in the room you're going to work on. And then let it sit there for a while. Because, you know, paint colors also change throughout the day, right? Depending on the sunlight and how much light's hitting it.
So
this way you get to see it.
There's one part of the barn that has shingles on it, and everything else has clapboards. So I wanted to get something that matched the shingle look. So I got some stains, and actually you thought it had been brown, but it was gray. Actually, it was a closer color, a closer match to it. And so then we ran around the business of, for that sort of thing, finding a paintbrush. And I know that the new Money Pit newsletter has some info on paintbrushes. I just buy the cheapest ones that aren't made in China.
Yeah, and you know what? That can be a mistake, because the quality of the paintbrush is one of the determining factors in how well that paint looks. If you use an inexpensive brush, it doesn't go on smoothly, it doesn't flow properly, it leaves brush marks in it. So you really want to be careful about the brushes that you choose. We've got a story on how to choose the right brushes for the job on moneypit.com/newsletter.
You snooze, you lose when it comes to...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.